Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a joint intervention from MAD for Peace, Development and Human Rights, as well as from the Global Coalition for the Limitation of Armaments. We're a group of civil society working on issues of armed proliferation in the Middle East, North Africa, Asia and Latin America. We thank the efforts made during these last 3 days. We're following up and analyzing all the proposals and all the drafts for the final report. We know that countries are making efforts to achieve the goals of the second edition of the meeting, and in an effort to not disturb the discussion, we chose to regroup all of our comments and share them now. So far, countries have adopted a clear position on the prohibition of lethal weapons, and we all know that their use in the future will directly violate international humanitarian law, but as well as international human rights law, in particular the right of life. Therefore, we recommend adding international human rights law to the first part of the introduction. The modification would be the following: international law, in particular the United Nations Charter, international humanitarian law, and international human rights law, as well as relevant ethical perspective, should guide the continued work of the group. The inclusion of international human rights law in the draft is an important factor in emphasizing the importance of the rights to life. We must emphasize that the reference to international law helps to hold countries accountable in the event that